Parshas Ve'era, we read about the first seven makas Hashem inflicted on Mitzrayim. We find an anomaly regarding the first three makas. The pasuk says, by the first makas, makas dam, Hashem told Moshe, Amor l'Aharon, say to Aharon, take your staff and strike the waters of Egypt, and the water will become blood. He later struck the water again to bring up a swarm of frogs. Aharon also initiated the third plague, Kinim, by striking the earth. And the question is, why was it Aharon rather than Moshe who instigated the first three makas? So Rashi tells us is to teach us the ever-important midah of Akaras HaTov. Rashi, quoting a Medrash, explains that since the Nile protected Moshe as an infant in the basket, it would be inappropriate for him to strike the water, not for blood and not for the frogs. And just as the water protected Moshe as a baby, the earth protected him when he was an adult. When Moshe witnessed an Ish Mitzri beating up one of his Jewish brethren, one of his Jewish brothers, Moshe killed him, and the sand covered up the Egyptian. So it would be unbefitting for Moshe to strike the very ground that protected him. The question is, water and earth don't have feelings. They're not sensitive to a lack of gratitude. We can understand showing gratitude to a human being, but these are inanimate objects. So what is the lesson here? And the idea is, Akaras HaTov is not about the giver. It's about you, the beneficiary of the favor. It's about building positive character in the person who trains themselves to always say thank you and being grateful for whatever you receive. So even though water and earth are inanimate, they don't benefit much from receiving a thank you, it's still appropriate for you, the beneficiary, to express gratitude, because the very act of feeling and expressing appreciation makes you a kinder and more compassionate person. The idea of Akaras HaTov teaches us that the beneficiary of a favor should not make cheshbonos. He gave me a ride to the wedding. Big deal. He was going to Lakewood anyway. She's flying to Israel. What's one more bag in her suitcase? So they invited me for a meal. She was cooking anyway. What's a few more beans in the chont? And besides, we're great company. They would be bored without us. There's so many excuses we can use to justify not repaying a favor or not demonstrating gratitude when it's due. But once we start with such calculations, we might negate the whole concept of Akaras HaTov altogether. Our concern should not be from whom we receive the favor or the value of the favor, but rather our only consideration should be that we benefited and we should express our gratitude. The Medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu had no less than 10 names. But what name does the Torah call him with? What name is he known for all eternity? Not by the name that his mother gave him or his grandfather or his sister, but the name Basia gave him, Moshe, Kiminamai Meshasiyo. She rescued him from the river, Akaras HaTov. She saved his life. Monday, January 20th, marks Inauguration Day in the United States. We owe tremendous Akaras HaTov to this country for allowing us to practice our religion freely and for enabling our local elected officials to advocate on our behalf. The story is told that a Talmud from Shar Yoshev was once driving his beat-up old car. It had a gaping hole in the passenger seat. And he saw his Rosh Yeshiva, Reb Shlomo Freifeld, on the street. And he pulled up and he asked him, Rebbe, you need a ride? And as the Rosh Yeshiva entered the car, the young man sought to cover up the hole, so he grabbed an American flag that he had in the back seat, and he jammed it into the hole. Reb Shlomo lifted up the flag, he folded it gently, and he handed it back to the young man. And he said, this represents the country you live in. It's not meant to be used this way. Treat it with respect. Akaras HaTov, even if it's inanimate. Every year on July 4th, Reb Pam, the Rosh Yeshiva of Torah Vadas, would hang an American flag in front of his house. The story is told that one year, when he was elderly, he was weak, his granddaughter arranged to have a date, pick her up at the home of her Zaidi, by her Pam's house. And since the date was set for July 4th, she asked her grandmother, Bobby, please convince Zaidi not to hang the flag this year. It's an old-fashioned thing to do. It would be so embarrassing if my date would show up and see this flag hanging in front of the house. Rebbetzin Pam assured her, since her Pam wasn't feeling well, he wouldn't be hanging the flag this year. So, don't worry, no reason for concern. The boy came to the house and he rang the bell. And Rav Pam answered the door and he welcomed in the boy. They spoke for a few minutes. And as Rav Pam walked him out, he says, young man, can I ask you for a favor? Would you mind helping me with something? And the boy says, sure, Rosh Yeshiva, whatever you need. Rav Pam brings him the American flag. Please, help me hang it up in front of my house. I have to show Akaras HaTov. Even if I'm not feeling well. Expressing gratitude. Akaras HaTov. This is who we are. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.